Right. Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Judges in the Old Testament. Judges in the Old Testament. Please turn to chapter 2 in Judges. As you're there, you may notice I have a limp. My knee that I have trouble with sometimes is acting up. And I ran from a bee. And I wanted to show the older men who I was with my cat-like agility. And as I was running down a hill swatting at a bee, I twisted my knee. I didn't let them know it at the time. But it's acting up, so that's why I'm limping. And it's tough getting old. I'm at the age now that I should have just said, go ahead and sting me, because I'm not running. So, Judges chapter 2, let us pray. Lord, we do thank you so much, Lord, what we're remembering as a nation and as a church and the price that was paid for freedom. And Lord, as the church, we definitely think about and give you praise for the freedom we have in you, the freedom from sin and bondage and eternal life. And it's by your extension of marvelous grace given to us. We thank you and give you praise. And Lord, help us to live by faith as we reflect on your grace and your mercy. Again, bless our military. Please, Lord God, help us with our country, our government, and help us to live godly in this age. And may it all be for your praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Judges chapter 2, beginning in verse 7, as we are looking as a Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is about remembering. And, I love the story about remembering that I know. Some of you have heard this, but there was a man who had a hard time remembering, and he met one of his friends, and they were talking, and he said, you know how I used to forget all the time and not be able to remember? I took a course to help me to remember. And his friend said, well, what's the name of the course? And he said, just a minute. What's the name of that? It's a flower and it has thorns, and a lot of times they're red and yellow and white. He said, rose? Yeah, it's a rose. Just a minute. And he turns to his wife and says, Rose, what's the name of that course that I took? He had a tough time remembering. I remember things. Matter of fact, I always wear a belt. And when I got up to do the children's sermon, my belt broke. I remember a time where my belts wouldn't dare break. Don't you? So, remembering, it's fun to remember some things, and sometimes good to forget some things. In this passage of Scripture, the people were forgetting. They were forgetting something that was very, very important to remember. Let's read about it. Verse 7, Judges chapter 2. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gaash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers. Another generation arose after them. And that's the title of the message this morning. Another generation arose and did not know the Lord, the covenant name of God, capitalized, all letters capitalized. And now I want you to notice they did worship a God though, and gods. They forgot God, the one true and living, the Almighty, the I Am, the covenant God. They did not know Him, nor the work which He had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asherahs. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. So He delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them. And He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers walked, and obeying the commandments of the Lord, they did not do so. They forgot something very important. They did not remember the most important thing as a people, and that was their God who loved them. And that God served them. And our God, the same God, came and as a servant, a suffering servant. And He even wore a towel and served the disciples. And He said, go and do likewise to you and I. So they forgot the God who did great miracles in their lives. And they served other gods. And now, what we see today, we see, many of you are old enough to see this, that what one generation allows, the next generation will embrace it and think there's nothing wrong with whatever it may be. We are seeing that in our nation today. Some things have been allowed a little bit by little bit in our nation, in our churches, in our families, and the next generation and certainly the generation after that will embrace it and actually think that it's not sin or it's okay to do this or that. And you see, that's what the nation of Israel did. And we can learn from the nation of Israel. Now I want to share with you very briefly this morning what happens when we forget. What happens when a nation forgets? Things that our fathers, our grandfathers, the fathers who are in the cemeteries, things that they would not even talk about nor touch or even cross their mind, our nation is doing today. When a nation forgets who their God is, when a nation forgets all the miracles that God has done for them, like our nation, we all of a sudden are killing thousands of unborn babies every day. All of a sudden, our leaders are saying the same-sex marriages are okay. All of a sudden, they are making laws that are contrary and against God's laws. And that's what happens when a nation forgets who their Lord God is. And it seems like in our nation today that other religions, the people who have come in, we can say, or the other religions in our nation today have more rights than the religion that founded our country. Where we're at today. Why? Because we have forgotten who our God is as a nation. And we're seeing all of this that we have forgotten as a nation God's laws and the principles of God's word as a nation. Now, and we're suffering for it as a nation. Also, what happens when a church forgets? When a church forgets what all God has done for her, the church, what happens is we move from a powerhouse for God to being politically correct, or we move from being a hospital for sin-sick souls to a social club atmosphere. We move from being a power and influence for God in a world to a Samson who wakes up and shakes himself and says, I will go out as all the times before, but he did not know the Spirit of God had departed. We move from singing and edifying and exalting the Lord Jesus Christ and edifying the church to secular humanistic songs that has nothing to do with faith in Jesus Christ and worship of Jesus Christ. When a church forgets what God has done for, that's what happens. What happens when a family forgets? When a family forgets what God has done for the family, they tend not to work things out. They tend to give up. Or the children have the say-so in the home instead of the mom and daddy. When a family forgets the order that God has for the family. When a family forgets what God has done, they go to the mamas and daddies, take the children to the lake or to the ballparks, or just be lazy at home, and they serve the Baals instead of the Lord God, as the nation of Israel did. When a family forgets, instead of public worship, bringing their children and grandchildren and being in public worship, which is it's a command of God. It's not some preacher who likes to see a lot of numbers. But God says, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves. And the New Testament was written to the church. It's not just me saying it. God says it. Public worship. Jesus went to public worship. But instead, when a family forgets, we talk about God on Facebook and try to act all religious on Facebook And then the picture says you're holding alcohol or you're doing this on the Lord's Day instead of being in public worship. And think it's okay. That's when a family forgets and does not remember the Lord who has bought them and paid the price. When an individual forgets, this can go along with the family too. We tend to justify sin in families and individuals. When we forget what all God has done, the next generation did not see Daddy come home and beat Mama up because he was drunk. They did not sit in the lap of an alcoholic grandpa who had nothing, didn't have a pot to do anything in because he was an alcoholic. The generation after that who does not see that says drinking is okay. Or the minister, the individual who has not seen a car wrapped around a pine tree because of alcohol or drugs, and the minister tells their youth that it's okay to socially drink, is a minister or an individual who has forgot, who does not remember. You see, an individual, when they forget, and we all can teeter-totter on this. You know when an individual forgets, you know the attitude? I don't care. That's something I battle. That's something you all battle. We get to the point when we stop remembering what Jesus has done, we get the attitude, I don't care anymore. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. That's the attitude we start having when an individual forgets. I've forgotten that we have not been bought with silver or with gold, but we've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. Remember that. So what can we do? Turn with me to Revelation chapter 2. This is a passage I refer to and quote a lot. I want you to read it with me this morning. Revelation chapter 2. I know things must come to pass in the latter days. I know the church, many in the church, will have a form of godliness, but deny the power, and the power is the Holy Spirit of God. Denying the power thereof, being born again of the Spirit. I know we're in those days. What can we do? What can we do as individuals? And what can we do to lead our families, our church, and hopefully a nation to turn back? Don't give up hope. Here's the counsel from the Lord Himself to a church, and we can relate this in all areas. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. It says this, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent means to turn around and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. You see, if we have fallen in these categories of forgetting and not remembering, The warning is, I will remove your light from you. If you want to go worship the Baals and all of that and pretend to be religious on Facebook and all of that, now if you do Facebook and you, I'm not against all of that, but what I'm saying is, public worship's important. Leading your family to love Jesus, that's important. So repent. Another one, please turn to chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 3. It says, remember. Both of these, if you look, says remember. Why are we as human beings always called to remember? Because if we remember where God has brought us from, we can stay faithful. But we as human beings, listen. If we don't get our little way the next day, then we become dissatisfied, discontent, ready for something else. Remember, he says. Remember. Verse 3, remember, chapter 3. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. As a child of God, it may not seem that good, but the good news is if you belong to God, He will chastise you. He may whoop you. He may open the door and say, that's enough of that. Come on in the house. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know nothing about the chastisement of the Lord. You don't know nothing about the power of the Holy Spirit convicting your heart. But you can. If you feel the Lord touching your heart, that's the Holy Spirit wooing you, convicting you. You must confess that you are lost and undone. You're nothing. You're unrighteous. Apart from the blood of Jesus. You must confess that to be saved. And turn to Jesus. Turn to God through Christ. Child of God, we all teeter-totter on the I don't care. We need to start caring. Need to start. Let's pray. Lord, for certain we are living in some times that many things we don't understand. We see things happening in the Bible Belt that shouldn't be. Yet we're living in amongst this. While some parts of our states is crying out to you because of major tornadoes or an earthquake or fires. Others is at ballparks even now or at the lake and not just this weekend, but on and on and on serving the Baals. God, help us not to think we're any better than anybody else because you're no respecter of persons. But help us. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be loving. And carry on your work until you come. May you not come upon us as a thief. But may we be serving and looking forward to your return. In the name of Jesus, amen.